Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
News organizations like the Associated Press, the big broadcast and cable networks are joining together and saying, they actually put out a statement this weekend that really are encouraging and urging former President Donald Trump and President Biden to commit to televised debates before Election Day. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is John Rash, Star Tribune editorial board member and our media and pop culture contributor. Good morning, John. There's a real sense that people want to see these debates, but how likely is something like this even going to happen?
Indeed, 68 million people watched the debates in the last election cycle, and my sense is that given the gravity of the contest this year and the close polls, that number may actually increase. I think it ultimately is likely to happen because neither candidate wants to be the one who is accused of being afraid of debating the other. And if you remember, in the last election cycle, actually President Trump boycotted the second debate. So there usually is a series of three debates. There ended up only being two last time. But right now it appears that the Biden camp is a little bit more reticent than the Republicans are at this point, partly because there has been some concern expressed with the Presidential Commission on Debates of their inability to enforce the rules. And if you think back to 2016 in particular and how then candidate Donald Trump dominated the debate stage, partly by denigrating and belittling his opponents. And President Biden doesn't want to step into a situation like that where he feels he would have to stoop to that level or reduce himself to something that would seem unseemly for the commander-in-chief and president of the United States. So they're probably trying to get some assurances here. But my sense is, in the end, especially in a close election, it would be too much of a risk not to do it. So you will indeed have presidential debates this year.
It is kind of interesting because you're right. Former President Trump has been the one really pushing it, and President Biden has been more reluctant to be a part of these debates. One thing that I'm curious about is, you know, format-wise, when you look traditionally at how these debates are formatted, what is the most advantageous or the best for just a voter who's trying to decide who they want to vote for? What format is the best, and historically, what has been used?
Well, I think that if you look back, you know, all the way to when John Kennedy and Richard Nixon, which was the first major televised debate, it was much more civil. They answered the questions that they were directed at them, as opposed to redirecting them to campaign speeches. And yet the candidates themselves didn't engage with each other a lot. I think it's not helpful and deeply disparaging to democracy overall and denigrating to democracy to have them bickering where sometimes you literally can't even understand what each other are saying, if they're trying to talk over each other. Now, this is quite controversial among some from both camps, but I think if the idea of these news organizations is that they want to help advance democracy and educate voters, parenthetically, of course, it's also very important that they get those 68 million viewers and, you know, have big audiences because they sell advertising time on these as well. But I think that having real-time fact-checking in that there is a misstatement from either candidate, that that can be brought to the attention of the debate moderator, or at minimum appear on the screen or as a voiceover on the radio when a candidate has clearly misstated the facts or made a charge about his opponent that is simply untrue. I think that serves the voters. That is something that hasn't necessarily happened in a significant way in previous debates, because neither candidate wants to be called on it. But boy, if you know you're going to be called out on it, that might be a device to, you know, promote some honesty and some candor with the American people, as opposed to throwing out a campaign charge that in the end just won't hold water.
True. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate your input.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
John Rash, a little early Rash report. 7:57 traffic and weather next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.